Really Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday. It is March 13th, 2012 here, getting into, well, we're into the middle of the month already. My goodness, how time flies when you're having a war. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Still doing the little fundraising for RBN, and that number is 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. We're going to talk about that stuff a little bit later on. We're trying to come up with some more premium prizes and stuff to kind of raffle off or something here for that. All right, joining us today on the show is Ryan Dawson. Ryan is a longtime friend of WhatReallyHappened.com. We first connected way back talking about the lost colony of Roanoke and just all kinds of interesting stuff. And he's in Japan now. He's been sending us a lot of really good information about the disaster up there in Fukushima. So, Ryan, aloha. Welcome to the show. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, Sashibuti. It's been a long time, actually. Been a while.
Yeah, gosh, it has been.
How time flies when you're having wars. I mean, I think we got connected around 2002. The first story, my first stories that were on WhatReallyHappened.com, someone else was putting them there. I didn't even know about it. I said, where am I getting all this traffic from? And the first one I did was on torture a long time ago, back in 2002. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been a while. But things are a lot better this year than last year for Japan, I can tell you that.
Well, it's kind of hard not to be. I mean, what an absolute horror to have that happen. And to have what should have been just a quake and tsunami turn into a nuclear disaster because some money junkie decided not to bother putting the emergency generators up on a hill, and we only need 8 feet of tsunami wall instead of 12 feet. And it's that usual thing about we'll do what's legally the minimum required, but we don't need to do any more than that because it's not going to happen while I'm an executive. And then, of course, it always really does. And
yeah, putting the spent fuel rods on top of the reactor. And even a 12-foot wall wouldn't have mattered because the tsunami was 33 feet. And that was massive.
But, definitely massive. But you're absolutely right. This idea of the spent fuel rod and that blame for that goes right to General Electric. On the other hand, the idea was that was only a temporary holding pool. But nobody's ever really come up with a solution for this spent fuel rod disposal problem. The Yucca Mountain repository didn't work out. And so everybody's just letting these fuel rods pile up and pile up and pile up, and it's just another disaster waiting to happen. Personally, I think they ought to take one of these deserted Pacific islands here in the Pacific and hollow out the volcano and just put it all in there, because you got all this lava around there. It's like the consistency of poured concrete. And they already have this one island off down here, Christmas Island, and despite its rather pleasant name, it's where they had all these biological weapons disposal facility, and they've got a lot of stuff stored down there already that people shouldn't go near. So why not just dump all the fuel rods down there? I mean, it could hardly be any worse for the oceans than all the nuclear testing during the development of the bombs and everything that's fallen into the ocean from Fukushima.
Yeah, and also with Fukushima, another problem there with the reactors is the PLCs didn't work, which is sort of the automated processes that were supposed to get the coolant and the water back flowing. And had they prevented it from overheating in the beginning, it would have a much better chance of containing it. Once it reaches a hot enough temperature where the water's not going to matter, because you can't add it after it gets so hot, it'll just burn the water as well. Those things failed. It would have been nice if the IAEA had been doing its job instead of looking for mythical weapons in Iran, if they didn't actually inspect
the plants. That's absolutely true. There kind of almost makes you wonder if there wasn't some kind of a virus in all those Siemens controllers in that nuclear power station that just caused it to malfunction. Of course, who would do such a dastardly deed as that? We got to take a break for our first round of commercials. When we come back, we'll be talking with Ryan Dawson about all kinds of interesting stuff, not just Fukushima and not just radiation and not just about Godzilla waking up from his radioactive sleep or something. But join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit TerraVim.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're joined today by Ryan Dawson calling from Japan, and when he's not dodging radioactive fallout and debris from the power station. Before we leave that topic, there was this video that was on our website yesterday. We finally found a version with English subtitles, basically where experts are saying that the leakage of water from Fukushima may prove to be a really significant threat against Tokyo. I mean, what are you hearing over there about this?
It was a very serious discussion about that, and it long before yesterday as well. I think one thing people have to understand about Japanese media is it's not like the U.S. so much. It's more the written press is where everyone's getting their news. Nobody pays attention to television because NHK is state-run, and it's a joke. But the people I work with, I actually teach at a chemical company, so I get to talk to a lot of nerds, per se. And they've been discussing that for a long time. And so some of the scientific stuff, I'll be frank, I don't understand. I mean, I know radiation is bad, but as far as what they're saying, getting low enough, and they've put, I don't know how many parts per million or whatever, they've released some of the dirty water into this ocean, which is bad enough. But, I mean, we're getting reports even in Osaka and West Japan of things at the import-export ports that have hits of radiation on it. So this big problem, they've scraped off the top level of soil on the donut around the evacuation zone. They basically have a ring around the Fukushima area of you can't go in. They've expanded that twice And now, even around that ring, the, you know, local residents and things are getting readings. And it's just such a terrible tragedy and so hard to clean up. There's really no easy solution. And TEPCO's not being honest about it. Neither is KEPCO from the Kansai area.
And, or the government of Japan, or even the American government there. They keep raising the safety thresholds and saying, "Ah, it's all okay, go back to buying the seafood." By the way, speaking of seafood, South Korea just complained that seafood they're importing from Japanese fisheries is becoming more and more radioactive to the point where they're having to reject some of the shipments. So it really is a very, very ugly situation. And my concern, you know, obviously living here in Hawaii, we're starting to actually get the tsunami debris showing up in the Hawaiian archipelago, and whether some of it's radioactive or not, we don't know. Obviously, some of the isotopes have already decayed away. The heavier isotopes have probably sintered out, and they're somewhere down in the bottom of the ocean. But one never really knows what's going to show up on the beach here. But I think the concern for a lot of people is the food chain. We pretty much trashed the Gulf of Mexico's fisheries with the Deepwater Horizon disaster, and then the whole North Pacific is now in doubt. And you've probably seen the TV show Deadliest Catch about the crab fishers up in Alaska. They came down here to Hawaii to do their end-of-season show last year, and one of their crew is a fan of what really happened. So they invited us over to basically watch them doing the end-of-the-season wrap-up. And off the air, away from the cameras, what they were all saying was their biggest fear right now is some kid with a Geiger counter is going to go down to the beach in Alaska, pick up a crab, get a radioactivity reading, and put it on YouTube, and that will be the end of the Alaska fishing industry. Because, you know, the head of the FDA went up to Alaska and had a press conference with the chairman of the Alaska Fishing Association, or the state office of fishery management, and they basically said, we're not going to test the food, we don't think there's a problem, it'll never get here, so forth and so on. And yet, if you study those ocean currents, a lot of what came out of Fukushima headed north past Siberia into that whole Bering Straits area, and now they're saying they're getting seafood, radioactive fish showing up along the west coast of Canada. So at this point, I wouldn't eat any crab from the Alaskan fisheries at this point, mostly because crabs feed on the bottom, and that's where a lot of this radiation is sintering down onto. So it's a very, very serious situation.
They're testing it here. I mean, people here won't even buy rice, like, from prefectures that are adjacent to areas that were adjacent to Fukushima. I mean, that's how it is here. And we're being very careful about where we get our water and where we get everything. I get my stuff from Ikaruga locally, but you know, it's not always feasible for everybody. But I can tell you, that means it's not foolproof, you know. But
I heard a story that some of the supermarkets are actually putting up radiation detectors right next to the scales in the produce section. So you pick up a vegetable, you weigh it, you scan it for radiation, then you put it in the bag and pay for it. It's just becoming part of the normal fabric of society.
I haven't seen that, but I don't live as close to the impact area either. But I wouldn't doubt. I mean, you're welcome to bring one in anyway. I mean, no one's going to say anything.
Well, we have ours, definitely. And, we're always keeping an eye out. We've got the little decimeters and everything going on here. Like I said, we've been very lucky here in Hawaii. There have been a couple of days we've had some very, very high radiation readings. But overall, it's been pretty reasonable. And brief exposure to radiation is okay. What you need to avoid is actual contamination where a radioisotopic particle is ingested or inhaled and it gets stuck in your lungs or your gut and just never comes out again. That's the gift that keeps on giving. I'd like to move on here a little bit to the economic situation. We kind of saw some weird stuff going on with Greece. Last Friday, Moody's and even the ISDA were saying that this new bond swap, which is basically a 74% write-down on Greece's debt, represented a default and a credit event, and everybody's saying, oh, well, the credit default swaps are going to kick in. Then all of a sudden the ISDA backs off and says, well, it's a non-default default. And 74% losses, really, that's no big deal, and we're not going to declare this as a credit event, and so the credit default swaps are not triggered. Now, the situation here is they're screwing the people who bought those credit default swaps in order to protect the banks that were selling the credit default swaps. But, I mean, look at the reality here. If you paid only 26% on your monthly mortgage payment, do you think the bank would say that's just a haircut and you haven't defaulted?
No way. What I'd like them to focus more attention on how this all got started with the fraudulently mortgage-backed securities that were sold to these banks to begin with. I mean, I know you've been over it, and I've made videos about it, but I would like some attention paid to that.
Well, the U.S. government has basically declared that while they're going to go after the rogue crook like Alan Sanford and Bernie Madoff with the loot, the mortgage-backed security fraud is a non-crime. They've retroactively said it didn't happen, it wasn't a crime, we'll cover it up, we'll loot the American people to make it all good and pay it all off. It may still bring down the entire U.S. government. And certainly it fits in with the stated goals of Agenda 21 to lower the living standards of Americans in keeping with the rest of the third world. And I think Americans are justifiably angry in that we worked hard to build that high standard of living. Why should we just surrender it because some socialist over at the United Nations thinks it's really cool for everybody to be dirt poor and it's good for the earth? And, you know, you don't see the people actually at the UN living like that. You don't see our own politicians living austere lives. I remember when Al Gore was running around with this whole carbon Nazi routine talking about how you've got to be carbon neutral and you've got to reduce your footprint on the earth. And he had this huge mansion in Tennessee that just it was almost a joke in terms of how wasteful of energy and carbon dioxide it was producing. And well, and it really is. It's go ahead.
It's junk science anyway, because carbon dioxide has nothing to do with the global temperature rising and falling. I mean, it's almost insignificant compared to the sun would be the major factor there. I mean, the science just isn't there for that whole.
No, it isn't. It isn't. And CERN definitely confirmed that the sun controls the amount of cloud formation on the earth, which definitely affects global temperature. And we just had another demonstration of that during this last solar flare. We had some really weird, wild storms and weather out here. So that's definitely kind of going on there. I want to get back to this whole situation, though, with the mortgage-backed security fraud in Greece. And I know we've talked about it an awful lot.
I would go so far as to call them fascists more than socialists, because they get to keep their wealth, but not everyone else.
That's the Wall Street people. But Agenda 21 is inherently, I think, socialistic at its core. But
I guess.
Like
I don't think they're really sincere about it. I don't think they really give a damn.
No more than the Soviet Union was.
Right.
The ruling party of the Soviet Union created the most powerful ruling elite in history, supposedly paving the way for the classless society, and they created the most powerful ruling class in all of history. So we always know that whoever's in charge, whoever the government is, they will always hold themselves as exempt from the rules they have created for everybody else. But whereas I see Wall Street as inherently fascistic, and the U.S. economy clearly a fascist economic state, I think Agenda 21 really leans a little bit more towards socialism, because their ultimate goal is that nobody gets to be rich. And I'm an old-fashioned capitalist. I'd love for everybody to become rich. Of course, we understand the big lie of capitalism is you can't allow everybody to be rich, because then there's going to be nobody willing to take out the trash, repair the roads, and fix the sewers and all those other thousands of drudge jobs that are required to keep society moving. Perhaps when intelligent, affordable, autonomous robots come along, we'll finally have that kind of a utopia where all human beings are allowed to have and keep a very comfortable lifestyle. But at our current state of technology, every government needs to find some way to force people to do the really distasteful jobs that society requires. And that is why the big lie of capitalism is that everybody can be rich. It isn't.
We have robots here that clean things up already.
My wife wants you to mail us one.
You pay for it. I'll mail it to you. I'll get you one.
Okay, well, we'll do it.
I mean, the level of technology here blows my mind. Like, when I left the U.S., I felt like I did leave a third world country. Just the level of personal freedom and things here, this is before the disaster and after. It's just really night and day. I'm going to make a video series about it called What a Free Country Looks Like. But I mean, if people need to travel outside the U.S. because it's already third world in some parts. Go look at Detroit or something, you know.
I would like to talk about that. We have to take a break for commercials. When we come back, I want to pick up on that topic. You've hit something that I think is very, very important. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Oh, yeah. sure, there are winter specials. And then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8. All specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Ryan Dawson, who's calling us from Japan. And Ryan, you brought up a very interesting point that I think a lot of Americans who don't have the opportunity to travel extensively really don't comprehend. And I know when I was a small kid, growing up in New Hampshire farm country and going to school and getting propagandized about how America was the greatest nation on earth and we had more of anything than anybody else and we were the cutting edge technology on this and that. And probably for a while there during the 1950s and 1960s and maybe even into the 1970s, it was true. But being formerly in the film industry, I got to do a lot of traveling to Europe, Australia, New Zealand, all kinds of places like that. And everywhere I went, what I would immediately see is the quality of life in those places was really a lot better than what we have here in the United States of America. It's nowhere near as restrictive. There was more better health care just available over the counter. It wasn't all locked up with all this drug paranoia. You have to have a note for everything that you do. The government didn't force things on you. And as you were saying before we went to the break, the products and technology that's available to ordinary citizens, it just puts, you know, our own stores to shame. In fact, people who've heard me ranting about planned obsolescence and the very, very poor quality of 90% of the products in our stores here in the United States of America know that I think there's been a reversal and that these other more advanced technological nations who still have a solid manufacturing base, they dump their cheap stuff here in the United States of America. And, of course, our importers, who are only thinking about profits and bottom line, they love it. They'll go to China and say, make the cheapest piece of crud that you can, and that's what I'm going to sell for the highest profit markup. And the Chinese will say, all right, if you want a cheap piece of crap that's going to break real fast, we'll make that for you. And, you know, we shouldn't bash China for making poor products. We should bash American importers for ordering poor quality products. Because in the U.S., the goal right now, the whole economy is kept afloat by forcing you to constantly buy the same thing over and over again. And, Ryan, before I let you take back the microphone here, we actually had a situation. I've got this printer here from Hewlett-Packard, and I'm waiting for it to wear out, and I'll never buy another HP again. And it's got these very expensive ink cartridges that are in there. We're all aware that when the ink cartridge wears out, it says you're running out of ink. I got a shock the other day when the printer started saying the ink in this cartridge has expired. It's now too old. I'd never even knew that there was an expiration date on ink. So I obligingly put a new ink cartridge in there, and the computer says this one has expired. Apparently it sat on the boat too long coming from wherever it was coming from. And I put a third one in there, and everything worked again. But it's all designed to fail and have to be tossed away and buy a new one over and over again. And it's absurd. It's one thing if you make so many cool things, people voluntarily want to keep buying more of the same thing or new and better. But when you design it to fail so that people have to buy it again, that definitely is a hallmark of fascism.
That's, you know, I know you know about it. I'm just saying for the listeners, the light bulb conspiracy. Look, it's not about light bulbs, but go watch that. It's free. It's online. You know, and I think Japan has the opposite reputation, or at least it used to. They make quality things that don't break, and they're sort of forced in that position with China being their neighbors. China rips off everything from Japan and doesn't pay attention to patents or any laws. What are you going to do, invade China? So they made like the Nintendo Wii, for example, after the Nintendo Wii, and they just copy everything Japanese and make it cheaper, lowest common denominator, mass manufacturing. So Japan's kind of forced their hand to try to make things super quality that can't be copied so easily. And so the products here work. If you buy something from Japan in Japan, it's going to work. What they ship abroad, I don't know. You still have a pretty good reputation for electronics and things, but I don't know about everything else. But
you know, it's kind of funny because when I was a kid, sorry for interrupting you, and then we got to take a phone call. When I was a kid, made in Japan meant the cheap, shoddy, falling apart stuff. You know, in that post-war environment where they were just getting their manufacturing back and they were just, I remember getting these tin wind-up toys and you'd look on the inside and you'd see food can label printing on the other side of the tin. They were recycling food cans to make the toys in their factories.
Wow.
And today, made in Japan is, oh, wow, yeah, that's going to be a lot better than anything that's made here in the United States of America. At the end of World War II, we had 35 companies making TVs in the United States of America. Today, there are none. That shows you just how much we have lost of the technologies that we pioneered. And these other countries aren't going to make the same stupid mistake the U.S. made. They're not going to allow the manufacturing to come back here. They're going to keep that technological and manufacturing lead. If we don't have a new civilian technology incubator to catapult us forward, to leapfrog into the next generation of technologies and industries, then we're never going to get back the United States that you and I knew.
No, I mean, we have cyborgs that look like people that will greet you at the store, and there's flat-screen TVs that are millimeters thin that are on the sides of trucks used as advertisements, but they can have a commercial on the side of a truck, not like a picture on a bus, a television on a bus. It's amazing.
I saw this amazing commercial the other day where they put these color LEDs on one side of a car and a camera on the other. So as the car was driving along, it looked like it was sort of partly invisible. And just really, and it was the statement was minimum impact on the environment kind of a thing. We're coming up on another break, and I know we've got a caller waiting on the line that we're going to get to as soon as we come back from this next commercial break regarding good places to expatriate to. Then I want to talk a little bit about Ron Paul. We've got the caucuses today here in Hawaii. We're going to them after the radio show. And a lot of other stuff that we got to talk about. So we're going to take a break for a few commercials here. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
America, welcome back to the show here. We're going to go right to the phones. Dalton in Detroit. Dalton, aloha. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
This is a great day here. Mike Rivero and Ryan Dawson tag team the New World Order Agenda. Love it, guys. I'm calling you from the bowels of Detroit, Michigan. And I mean to tell you, there's nothing being manufactured here anymore. We use our factories for paintball and airsoft wars. Okay. My topic that I want to bring up was expatriation. In the event that this global awakening collapses real fast and the United States goes down the militaristic fascist direction that it's going, what places that have you guys looked at or heard about for expatriation would be a good option for us?
If you speak Japanese, well, you should join me here.
I'm willing to learn anything, actually.
Your languages, though, I mean... Hong Kong's
one of the
nice
problems,
too,
but... if you're my age, there are a lot of other countries just won't take you other than as a tourist.
I'm probably Ryan's age.
What?
I'm probably Ryan's age, about 35.
Okay, well, then you probably have a lot of options. And at this point, I would say we understand the United States of America on so many measures is like, you know, 35th. Ranked in the world and rapidly declining. So probably any decent civilized nation you're going to go to is going to be a lot more pleasant to live in. And remember, material wealth and country aren't the only factors. Right now, our government is just so totally overbearing with regulation and rules and laws, and you will eat the chemicals in your food. You will not have raw milk and farm produce for your diet. You will have vaccinations. You will do the, you know, it's, even places like Costa Rica are looking better. I'm sorry?
I've been to Costa Rica to check that out, and I'm going down to Chile to check that out. But I had heard about a bill that the State Department was pushing for Congress to get written and approved was to a 50% flight tax of your gross wealth.
I heard it was one-third.
Okay. Right now, it's only $450, but they're talking...
That's the fee to renounce your citizenship, but they are talking about a one-third confiscation of all of your wealth if you choose to permanently leave the country, which means if you have any wealth and you're really smart about it, you will be moving your wealth long before you announce that you're leaving the country. And I'm sure a lot of the super rich are already doing that. But at this point, my wife and I are, the issues we have to look at is that we're getting a little long in years, and the number of countries that would welcome us into their system is rapidly dwindling because they figure our years of actual productive paying into the system are going to be very few versus the number of years where we will be drawing on the social system for our old age. Not that we're the kind of people who like to go to social services for anything at all, but except for some film work that I'm still being offered from time to time, our opportunities are kind of thinning out. We have decided, at least for the time being, to remain here in Hawaii. We were talking about moving to the mainland earlier, and still could happen based on change of circumstances, but looking at what's going on in the mainland and just how crazy it is, we're actually feeling a little bit safer out here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, tsunamis notwithstanding.
And if I may say one thing to Ryan, sometimes I listen to you all the time, and sometimes you seem a little bit down, but, you know, you are a leader in this movement. History will not forget all the hard work that you're doing, and you are a patriot for humanity, and I love you, man.
I appreciate that, man. Sometimes when I sound down, though, it's just because my kid's asleep and I'm just keeping my voice low. I wanted to answer your question, too. I think the easiest thing for you financially, if you're serious about it, would just be going up into Canada. You got the same language, relatively similar culture, and not far away from your real home base. And that's a lot easier than going to New Zealand or something.
Well, Canada seems to really be Canada's really kind of going down the dark path. I mean, the Harper government's just totally in bed with Israel right now. We just got this story earlier today where now they're starting to put special security protection around all the synagogues and everything. They're basically starting to act like the United States of America. And
I think
for those
might
of us living
more Zionist, I mean, you can't even talk about the H word there without going to jail. But, I mean,
yeah,
you will have universal health care and you will have some benefits. You can open a lemonade stand without getting arrested, put it that way.
Well, that's a plus. That's definitely a plus.
I definitely think that being able to own property and firearms, though, is an important thing, and that's why I think Costa Rica could be good, and some other options. But I won't jeopardize you guys' time. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks a lot, buddy. Dalton. We're going to switch over to Carol in Georgia. Aloha, Carol. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was just wondering why I've seen the War by Deception movie that Ryan made, and was wondering why that isn't being picked up by someone. Is it because it's the truth, or does Ryan have any information as to why it isn't being, you know, produced by some,
like
Michael Moore got his movies out? Why is this movie not being shown? I saw it through Facebook. It's an amazing movie.
Well, that's the whole point of the alternative media, is we're making the stories, we're telling the stories the corporate media won't tell. And obviously, we don't have the big budget productions that they do. We're making all of our videos for the spare change we find under seat cushions. And but it is, these are things that need to be told, and they're very successful on YouTube and on the internet. We reach a lot more people through the internet and the alternative media than the corporate media is reaching through all of their TV and newspapers. Our numbers are going up. Total viewership of the TV network news has been in decline for over a decade now. They argue about market share when they talk about the advertising revenues, but nobody talks about total viewership is in major, major decline. And I don't even call them the mainstream media anymore. I call them the corporate media, because the mainstream is right here. This is it. We're the new mainstream. We're the high ground in the war for the minds of America. And so when somebody makes a movie like Ryan has done and we put it out on the internet, that's all the exposure it needs. And we're not really expecting any kind of fair and honest treatment from the corporate media. If they were doing their job properly, we wouldn't be here.
Also, even Michael Moore had a hard time getting his out. And what he did is he had much less controversial films established first. And still, when he tried to, you know, put his little pinky toe in the water about 9/11, he had a hard time even getting that done. And that film's a joke, in my opinion. But I'm just, if you like,
well,
him,
he had to put the blame on the Saudis, and that was the only reason it was ever allowed to go into release.
He gave the kosher version.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you having Ryan on. I think that he has a lot of support, and there are a lot of people. I want him to know that we appreciate what he does.
Well, you know, I'm going to keep on doing it, you know, and I think the films have a lot more exposure than people realize. I mean, you can't go by hit counts on YouTube and things because they're deceptive. I've met strangers in Japan that come up to me and know who I am, and I'm kind of shocked. I mean, talking about gaijin foreigners that just seen something on YouTube or seen a film I made. So it's getting around, and like Mike said, the writing's on the wall. The alternative media, the citizen media, is where it's at. And this is the future. If you look at the Ron Paul revolution, for example, that is growing. This is the youth. He's getting sometimes 30 to 50% of the youth vote right now. And this is the internet generation. And that is going to be the future. And it's going to be people like Mike Rivera sitting on top of the hill. Because nobody believes the television anymore. They've lied about Iraq. They lied about anthrax. They're lying about Iran. They're lying about Libya. They lie about everything. And people have prudence. I think people are...
Well, I live in Georgia. I live in Georgia, a state that just voted for Newt Gingrich, and I'd rather vote for Satan
maybe
than Newt. I just can't imagine that actually happened. I look around...
No. No,
and
the vote
I go,
fraud.
What is the matter with you people? I mean,
there's nothing wrong with those people. There's nothing wrong with the people. The vote fraud has never been more blatant and obvious. And even Ron Paul is starting to allude to the fact that they have all these people showing up at the caucuses, and yet the GOP keeps insisting that Mitt Romney's the winner, and he's trying to still maintain the gentlemanly moral high ground. In a lot of ways, Ron Paul is dangerously naive the way Jimmy Carter was. You know, he's a gentleman, he's trying to do the job honorably, and he just doesn't realize the absolute vipers that he's up against and how to what extent they'll go to cheat him out of his victory. We saw it in 2008, we're seeing it this year, and they've made it so obvious. You know, even people like you are saying, I just don't believe that Gingrich and Romney and Santorum are getting, these results that the GOP says that they're getting. You know, Ron Paul's always playing to totally sold out crowds. They're out in the streets looking through the windows just to see the man. And then you go over to like Santorum or Romney's gatherings and they've got maybe 100 people, most of whom are basically.
I've actually met Dr. Paul and he's an amazing man.
He is
an amazing force. And I feel privileged to have even sat in the same room with him, even though it was just for a few minutes. But, he has my vote. That's for sure. But I appreciate it, and thank you for having Ryan on. I'm going to continue listening. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Carol. We're going to switch over to Jerry in Texas. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is Gary.
Gary.
Out of Texas.
All right.
Out of Fort Worth.
These cheap imported
gentlemen talking about what country to go to. My wife is Costa Rican, and I've been very impressed with Costa Rica. However, I don't really know their status as far as Zionism. But they did pull out of the war on terror when we were fighting in Iraq, when the U.S. was fighting in Iraq. And I have talked to Costa Ricans down there that seem to be more alert to what's going on in their government. They have the same problem. They have a strong, there is Zionists that they're involved in their government, I guess. But I would just wanted to know your comments about that and what you thought of it. That's what my plans is, to retire from where I'm working at here in Texas and then move to Costa Rica when I retire. I'll hang up and listen for your answer. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Well, it's a place that I hear often from others. They talk about, I've only heard good things about Costa Rica. I only know two people from Costa Rica and that live here in Japan. One guy's a Spanish teacher, of course. And, you know, if you're worried about Zionism, you can't really go lower than the U.S. and Canada. I mean, it's bound to be better. And I think that would be a good plan. But I haven't really looked into it because I've already moved. So, and the reason I chose Japan is because I speak Japanese. I mean, it was a pretty easy choice.
Well, I'm gonna put in, if we're talking about places to move to, my wife and I gave serious consideration some years ago to moving to Australia because I'd been down there on a couple of film projects a long, long time ago. And also to New Zealand, which right now is the home of the world's top computer animation studio, Weta Digital.
That's and where Sibel's thinking of moving to. Sibel
Evans. Yeah, and it's an amazing place. And as a matter of fact, we just had one of our very good friends here on Hawaii just take his family and say, I got to get out of this country. And he's down in New Zealand working. I don't know if it's at Weta or one of the others that have popped up around there, but it's rather amazing that all of the top computer animation special effects companies, they're not in the United States anymore. They've all been leaving. They're over in Europe. They're down in Australia. They're over there in Japan. And, you know, Hollywood is little more than a tourist trap right now. And, you know, the only reason to be in Hollywood is it's really important to you to say, I'm in Hollywood. Most of the really good filmmaking has definitely gone to other parts of the world. Australia, really nice people. I really enjoyed it down there. It's a very... we were around that whole Sydney, North Sydney, Crow's Nest area, which is their film community. Just gorgeous, very clean streets. The people are very proud of their country. Unlike here in the United States of America, you see all the littering and the tagging, and it's basically a symptom of a people who don't feel it's their country anymore. It's been taken away from them, given to the money junkies, and if they don't feel they own it, if they don't feel it's theirs, they can't feel proud of it, and you start to see it in the general deterioration. Plus, of course, there's no money at the state and local level for actually taking care of anything. We've got this one road down at the bottom of the hill, Moanalua Boulevard. It is so full of potholes. I mean, people are breaking their cars trying to drive over that. And somebody did an analysis here in Hawaii that if you're driving on Hawaii's roads, the average motorist will suffer something like $600 to $700 worth of damage to their car every single year. Stuff that's wearing out prematurely, braking. I remember when two cars ago hitting a pothole and literally falling so deep into the pothole, it tore the muffler off the back of the car, and I had to get that put back on. It's just,
Mike, where I used to live is so bad that the roads are literally, this is from the other side of the U.S. and the Outer Banks. Sometimes the roads in a town called Rodanthe are literally underwater. And the thing about Australia and New Zealand, you can actually enjoy the beaches there, unlike the U.S. where they have the Park Service closing down beaches in many areas of the U.S., closing them down on islands.
Yes.
I mean, that's part of why I had to leave, too. The economy is so devastating.
Yeah, it's all being turned over to the private money junkies and you know, plus, you know, there's the toxic pollution situation. We have some beaches here in Hawaii that are being shut down because there are these mysterious, you know, our infrastructure is collapsing and I hate to use the word, but sewage lines are breaking, dumping into the storm drains, and then they go out and they poison an entire beach, and they're having to tell the tourists, sorry, you can't go into the water here, you'll get sick. And it really is very, very third world stuff. We're going to grab one more phone call before the commercial break. Steve in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Steve,
you
there?
I just wanted to let you know that, from what I understand, Vizio is actually made in the United States by a Chinese gentleman in California.
I'm sorry, Vizio?
Vizio, yes. Made, sold in Walmart, actually.
Okay. Well, you know, we do have some manufacturing here in the United States of America. But, oh, okay, so, yeah, televisions. I actually hadn't seen them yet. And it's, okay, so I was wrong on that thing. We've had a new television startup. Hopefully they'll last and they'll do very well. I'd like to see manufacturing come back to this country, first of all, because manufacturing is really what produces wealth. All these other service jobs and security jobs and everything, it may keep people employed, but it doesn't prosper the nation. And the other reason, of course, is if our government is really insane enough to get us into a whole new world war, if we don't have the same kind of manufacturing power we had during big mistake number one and big mistake number two, then we're going to lose this war. And that really is of serious concern. We lack the three M's. We don't have the money, we don't have the men, and we don't have the manufacturing. And that is why
overregulated is why people want to move their companies abroad, as
absolutely.
Leadership, as I've talked about.
And
they regulate things to death. And I'm not somebody who's anti-regulation blanketly. I mean, it depends on what the regulation is. I think the market's the best regulation for pragmatic use.
Well, the problem is
the regulations we actually have are terrible. They're protectionist policies for regional monopolies. That's what our regulations are.
They very much so. And also, we have a problem that we have this permanent ruling class government that justifies their wealth and privilege by the creation of new laws. And so that's why we're always seeing this over-regulation, over-legislation. They're just passing laws just to say, I passed a law. Next election stuff here. Let's see. Dan in the control room is saying that half of the Vizios are actually manufactured in Taiwan. The other half are split between the U.S., Mexico, and China. So it looks like maybe, 15-18% of them are made in the U.S. That's not very impressive. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Ryan Dawson, calling from Japan. We seem to have filled up this hour with a lot of stuff about expatriation, which I think suggests that a lot of Americans are seriously thinking about leaving the United States, and that's actually not a surprise. We've actually seen a slight population decline here in Hawaii over the last few years. We're seeing a lot of people with really good skills and talents that would really be a benefit to this country. They're leaving. They're absolutely leaving. In fact, it's almost kind of a repeat of what happened to Europe after the New World opened up and we had the beginning of the colonies. And all the really smart people, the people who knew how to make things, they were tired of living under a system where everything they made was just taken away and given to the lords and ladies and the royalty. And they would work hard and spend all their lives in poverty. And they said, to heck with that thing. And they left. And Europe, as a society, basically ground to a halt. Because all the innovation and creativity and problem solving went to the New World. And so I think we're seeing that now, where we're seeing the brain flight from the American mainland to other countries, like Ryan, good example right there.
I can tell you, if I was a kid in college right now about to graduate, I mean, I'd hate to be a kid right now in the U.S. graduating from college. Like, you better get that. Have a job in line set up already, because the money supply has been spent. I mean, it's a stupid system anyway. We have money that's basically created as debt. So it's a ticking time bomb, because, I mean, you've explained this before with the 11th Marvel, but I just want to reiterate a little bit. All the money that is put into the system is put in as loans with usury. So you're always going to owe more than what you actually have. And no matter how smart you are, if the industry isn't out there to hire you, because the money supply has been depleted, they can't hire you. I mean, so you're going to have to go abroad. If you have a degree, you can actually use your brain in another country. They'll use you, they'll employ you, and they'll benefit from you. But in the U.S., the employer just can't pay you. I mean, everyone's hurting so bad. I hear these stories so many times. The fact is, people are calling in saying, where can I escape to? What a sad state of affairs.
I have a nephew who just graduated university, top of his class, valedictorian, was the commencement speaker. And he still cannot find a paying job. And he's been working as a free unpaid intern for some local government office in order to build job experience. In other words, slave labor. That's the new working model. You have to work as a slave for free for 6 months to a year, and then maybe they'll give you a job. And it is absolutely abusive. It is not what America was supposed to be about. And it's only going to get worse, because the money junkies are totally in control of the United States government. And as long as the money junkies are calling the shots, I mean, it makes about as much sense to have bankers in charge of the economy as to put drug addicts in charge of our healthcare system. After a while, anything that's really effective or potent is going to be in their pockets, and everybody else is trying to make do with placebos. That's all a Federal Reserve note is. It's a financial placebo. It's not real money. It's a simulation. And as you mentioned out before, every nation that has had this model of a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, basically legalized counterfeiting, they've all been brought to ruin. Europe, the United States.
We did not have world wars before we had the central banks.
That's exactly right. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with hour two after these words from our sponsors.